This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. The Colorado Sun has officially launched itself onto the state's media landscape. The online news outlet, made up of former Denver Post editors and reporters, is focused on in-depth reporting in politics and watchdog journalism. I'm joined by Larry Rickman, the Colorado Sun's co-founding editor and former Denver Post editor. So, what can readers expect from the Colorado Sun that's different from what you can already find online? Like, how are you going to compete for eyeballs here in Colorado?
Colorado Sun aims to do the kinds of deep, investigative, watchdog, explanatory, and long-form narrative that is just very difficult for others to produce as much of anymore due to cutbacks and whatnot. So we have a great team assembled at the Colorado Sun, and we're so excited to begin sharing the work that we're doing for the people of this state.
And the Colorado Sun received funding from Civil, which is a blockchain venture capital. Now, we've done a little bit of reporting on this blockchain model, and I still find it kind of confusing. And I'm wondering if you're concerned that readers might not understand the funding model.
There's a lot of confusion around blockchain in general. It's a new thing, but I'm old enough to remember that there was confusion about the internet when it came out, too. What readers need to know is that they can go to coloradosun.com and find great journalism. If readers like what they see and they want to support us and become part of the Sun community, we are happy to take good old American dollars via credit cards, or in some cases we've had people sending us paper checks. You know, there's really no need for, any knowledge at all about blockchain or crypto economics.
And that means that this website will not have a paywall. Is that correct?
No, initially we want the people of Colorado to get to know us, and we are confident that they will like what they see. We are still wrestling with exactly how best to pay for all of this great work that we're doing. It can be expensive work. It can cost thousands of dollars to just pursue one story when it comes to open records if we have to go to court. So, that journalism doesn't come for free. So for now, there are no restrictions on reading our content. You know, that may change somewhere down the road, and we've had a great conversation with our readers about that as well. And I will say that to a person, people have said, well, of course you need to charge for this content at some point. You know, anything valuable is worth paying for, and I don't think there's any question in people's minds that we're going to be doing something very valuable for this state.
That actually brings me to my question about sustainability, because we've seen a number of online news outlets that have launched in the wake of some of the major papers shrinking or going away. And it's been to, varying degrees of success. The Voice of San Diego, they've been around since 2005. But then the St. Louis Beacon, they ended up merging with a local public radio station. And some folks here in Colorado might remember the Rocky Mountain Independent, I think it was called, that folded in 2009. So I'm wondering if you, what your sustainability plan is for this new adventure.
Well, let's face it, it's risky business starting any kind of new business, any startup. You know, whether you're opening up a taco truck in downtown Denver or creating a news organization, it's risky to start something new. But we are confident that we have sufficient financial backing, and we've just been blown away by the enthusiasm from the people of Colorado. We set up a Kickstarter fundraising campaign early on when we announced the creation of the Sun. We set a goal of raising $75,000 over the course of a month. We blew through that in 3 days, and the money continues to roll in. In terms of sustainability, of course, that's a concern for us, as it should be for anyone. We believe that we have sufficient financial resources to make our case to the people of Colorado, at least over the next couple of years and probably beyond. And to me, that gives us a fighting chance.
Today's the launch, so I imagine that your last week or month or few months have been pretty busy. But what's the thing that's really been keeping you up at night?
You know, the business part of this is new, and that is keeping me up at night. You know, when I was a kid, my parents owned a small business, and my father was the CEO and the janitor, and I'm kind of in the same position myself today. It's a challenge, but it's so exciting, and we're just thrilled about the journalism.
Larry Rickman, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Larry Rickman, co-founding editor of the Colorado Sun. This is KUNC.